is even though they have mishkab zocher, they live male with male, so they don't write a ksuba, that's why they don't go, that they don't stay bekfiyas with them, they'll change later. They don't write a ksuba. Another thing is, that they have a mace, and even if they want to sell his meat, they don't sell it in a regular scale, in the regular marketplace. They do a little bit more bitzniyas. The first one is midyateva. And the Acha, the third one is Shemechabdenes HaTorah, that the Goyim, they are Mechabed HaTorah. These are the three mitzvahs of Leith HaBem HaKayim. Now go back to our Mishnah. Mishnah says, V'yeinid Me'ivayf. And Mishnah said that the Gira Moshe does not apply to a bird. And it said the reason why it doesn't have a calf. It said the reason is it doesn't have a round, its socket there is not like round shape. The Moshe says, I broke a chazin in this way. We see that the bird does have the Gira Moshe, and it does have a socket there by its thigh. The Moshe says, true, Islay, it has something there, but the Moshe is not round. Its calf is not round, so it doesn't have the Isra of Gira HaMoshe. Rashi says, Islay, calf, bosses, vivas, akulis, but the Moshe, it's not round there. Therefore, it's not done with a regular calf. Now the Moshe says, very rabbi, you may have a shout like this. What's going to be Islay, like, let's say an oif, does have this calf. The ogul is also round. So would there be an isigira nosha? Or what's going to be the behemoth of lay ogul? Let's say the behemoth has its thigh that's not round. My. Both of the day have been on the way this one you find right now. And therefore maybe the yaif would have the isigira nosha, not the behemoth. Or no, I bought the mina, the way bought the tzol min has it, so take him. That's a shiloh. So we say all oifers have a ptur, and all behemoths have the issa eva of gid hanasha. Now it says in the Mishnah, the noi b'shlul, that the issa gid hanasha applies even to the fetus. That means the moshe, let's say you make your shechita on the mother and the cow, when you open it up you find the fetus inside it, the loch is allowed to eat from the fetus, but still the gid hanasha not. So moshe says, oh my shmul says, v'chel bay muta, but you should know, even though the Mishnah says the Yitzhak Gira Moshe applies to the Shlil, to the fetus, but it's Chelev, it's Mutter, there's no Yitzhak Chelev upon the fetus. Again, if you have to make a Shchit on the mud, you cut it open and take out the fetus, you're allowed to eat even the Chelev of that animal. The Divrei HaKhumra goes according to everybody. So most of, let's see, Chelev by Demai, which Chelev, which type of fat is Shmuel talking about? Then if you want to tell me the Shlil, like we just said, maybe means the fat of the Shlil of the fetus itself. He's no regular behemoth, chaylev, it's also. But by the fetus, there's no issa chaylev yet. So Moshe says, no, there can't be. For a myth like pligibah, that's a machlekes that's on the common of Yehuda. The Tanya, you learn like this clearly, that noyig b'shlil v'chel b'yosa. Give Rabbi Meir. These are the words of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir, that a shlil means a fetus inside the mother's stomach. As soon as it's formed and it has a gira nosha, the issa gira nosha is chal, even on the fetus. And who are then it's chaylev is also what? You're not allowed to eat the chaylev. Again, you make a shchita on the mother, and you cut it off and take out the fetus, you eat the chaylev of it, you chay of chorus. That's Rameyah's shchita. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, ain't a noy b'shlil, the chaylev by mutiyos both not. That there's no issegir anos upon the shlil until it's born. And the word then is no issegir. So what does Shmuel mean to say, according to everybody, the chaylev is also? The chaylev of a shlil is a machlekes. So the Yom Rebbe Lezer Blazer says, Om Rebbe Ishiyo, Machlekes Beben Tishachai. You know what the Machlekes is? We cut open the mother, and you find the Ben Tishachai. You find where the kid, the fetus, comes out alive, it's walking around. And in such a place, for Holach, where mainly Shetazah, may go according to his own Shita. For Rebbe Yehudli Shetazah, who goes according to his own Shita? Rashi says, Ben Tishachai means Shachai, Ben Lefanenu, after you shech the mother, and the Shetosta means the only had before attack them on the Kasha, that Tzoyin Shchita may hold that a bent Pekua and eat the Tzoyin Shchita. The Chiv and the Lo Mishtayi B'Shchita, since it doesn't become Mutter with the Shchita, and the mother loves Shlilhu, it's not called the Shlil anymore, since it's 9 months old and it's alive. Therefore, according to May, it's all Asa, but according to the Yudhu, it's all Mutter. So the kids say, that can't be Pshan Shmuel that he said, because everybody eats Mutter. It says rather the Yema Chelba de Gid. You know what Shmuel is talking about? I mean, on the Gid HaMashr itself, there's Chelba, there's fat around it. So that Chelba, we meant to say, according to everybody, is Muta. So Moshe says, no, it's not true. For a myth like Tzigi, but he argue on this also, the time is not like this. גיד הנושן מחת את אחווה בכל מוקם שהוא. To get a nosha, it's inside the animal, but you want to make it kosher, take it out, you have to chase after it. Means dig in and get out all of it. All of that vein you have to get out. That's called b'chol mokim shu. It also says, v'choytech sham l'mikro, you have to cut out also the fat all around it, mikro. Rashi says, mikol mokim shu nivla. The nishra is the basar. Anytime the fat is there and sunk into the basar, you have to dig it out, cut it out. These are really made. These are words of Rabbi Meir. According to Rav Meir, the Shamna is also. Therefore, you have to get it all out. Rav Yudah, Rav Yudah says, no, Goyman lo yim ha-shufi, means just some cut off the top layer. Rashi says, Meshuzun ha-chelev ha-gvoya, cut off the top layer of the fat. V'nirim ha-shufi, means just cut off the top of, Rashi says, of the marasayin, it shouldn't look like eating the gid itself. But ikwa, the shosha, the insides and the roots of it, of the fat, of the gid, are mutatit. You don't have to take that out. So here you see again, here's the machlokes of this shumin is also or not. Someone says, no, the only meaning I tell you, chel by the gid. That Shmuel meant to say this fat around the gid anosha, that's mutter. I, it's a machlokes. That is, so moide Shmuel agrees, to the Rabbi Meir, mid Rabbanon also. That mid Rabbanon talk it's also, according to Rabbi Meir. What Shmuel meant to say was, mid the rice, everybody held its mutter. The Torah only after the gid anosha, not the fat around it. That's what the Meir says, you have to cut after it, get it all out. That's only mid Rabbanon. The Tanya would learn like this. Risham noi muta, the fat around the gid anosha is mutatit mid Raisa. Just for Yisrael kedoshim noigu by Yisachwaisos kodesh, the Meir Yisra on it. So my love doesn't go with Meir, goes according to Meir, the Yama muta min haTorah, the Yosem mid Rabbanon. So kiss the Abib San Shmuel. Of course, everybody is smutti midiraisa. It's only Yishal should be yosem midirabonin. So what says on the mind? Who told you this goes according to Rabbi Meir? Dilma Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe this goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. The midirabonin, he holds it also. Abul Rabbi Meir, according to Rabbi Meir, shit that you have to cut out all inside, get it all out. Maybe midiraisa not midiraisa. Maybe it's even also midiraisa. So again, it becomes according to Shmuel. How could he say according to everybody to Shmuel is mutter? So Shmuel says, no, no, second, I don't think like this. The time is like this. Gid hanosha mechatet achol bechol mokim shu. The gid hanosha you have to check out, scrape out, wherever it is. The sham le muta. And the shem and the fat of it till it's muta. Someone says, man sham le hud, you hear this slower. The yis lechatit, you have to check it all out, get it all out, dig out, get out all the gid hanosha. That's the b'meir shita. And still the kome, he says, sham le muta, the fat is muta. Because he clearly quotes from b'meir, midi yuraisa, the sham le is muta. It's only yosim the rabbonin. This is good Shan Shmuel, the Shmuel saying the chelboy, the fat of the gid anosha, it's mutter according to everybody with the raisa. Omer Rav Yitzchak bar Shmuel bar Maso, Omer Rav, Vayosru Torah leknut nishaboy, he also in the gid anosha, the Torah did not ask for the two main big veins, because they're kosher, they're very hard like an eitz. The Torah didn't ask for that. The Torah only asked for the small connecting veins, the small ones that go from one big one to the next big one. That's a little bit edible. That's what the term meant to ask. That's called Rashi says, Gidim Dakim, the small veins, the Hochim, Biorach HaYerach, Mitachas HaBosim, Migid HaChitz, Migid HaPnimi. They go from under the meat, from one big vein to the next big vein. That's what's also. Because they're soft, they're edible. But the big Gidim, that's Mutim Midirais, the old is kosher cakes, it's Mutter. That's what they say. But Ula Amar, Ula says no. Even though the gid anosha, the big vein itself, is hard like a piece of wood, so what? Still the Torah said it's also. And if you did, you get malchus for that. Omer Abaye Abaye says, Kavos edula mistarvus. Mo mistarvus gula says, the Omer Rav Sheshes, Omer Rav Asi, Chutin shebechelev, the chutin, the strings, means the veins, inside the fat, Asurim, it's also titus, Chadiyas of chelev. Bahonim midrabonim though. But you're not chayim midiraisa. Alma, what do we see? Chelav on the rachamonav, loy chutin. The Torah said chelav is also midiraisa, but not the small veins there. The Torah said not the strings there. Talking on here also, gid on the rachamonav, loy knutnis. The Torah says the gid on Hashem is the main big vein, that's what's also. But the small strings that attach them across, that's not b'chol, the used to gid on Hashem. Why it's hard like a piece of wood to get on Asher, and a chanami, that's the chidish akroth, that's for this yichayif. Gufo, we just say, Omer Rav Sheshes, Omer Rav Asi, Chutin Shebechelev, they are strings, meaning their veins inside the piece of fat, that's also Asur Mitzosim Midrabonim, but Vien Chayov Molein, that's also Midiraisa. Shebechulia, what about the Chutin, the veins that are inside the kidneys? Asur Mitzosim Midrabonim, Vien Chayov Molein, the same thing, Torah acid, the Kulia, the fat there, not the Chutim Shebechelev. Lubin Kulia, what about the white that's in the kidneys? So Rebbe Rav Chiya Machlekes, Chados and Chatshoy, one set of Sosor, and one hold the Smutah. Rashi says, Rubin Kuyah Shabbatecha Charitz, in the inner part of the kidneys, Mespashav goes inside the kidneys, that's a Machlekes, that's also awesome enough. We'll see what the Machlekes is. Rabbo Nemartit Lay, Rabbi used to go and pull it all out. Rashi says, Meshach Shachrov, out of that Chutim, he would try and get all of it out. Rabbi Yechon also memarted lay, but Rabbi Asi Goyim lay, no, he only cut it out smooth on top. He didn't care about taking out all the chutin from inside. Remember, Rabbi says the pshat is that kavos of the Rabbi Asi established. Moments of Rabbi Asi learns why. Yom Rabbi, Yom Rabbi Yudah Mashmuel. Chaylev shehabosa choyfo oisay muta. Any fat that meat covers it over, that's muta. Alma, what do we see? When the Torah says the Yisra fat, it means shalak solim. The fat that's on top of the loins, al shalak solim, om rachamon, al shalak solim, not what's inside the solim, only on top of the loins, not what's inside the loins. Is achinami shalak loyis, om rachamon, tell only after the fat that's on top of the kidneys. The loyis shalak loyis, but not the fat that's inside the kidneys, so these chutim, these like veins of fat that go inside the kidneys, they're mutim idirais, the third not after that. Therefore, what you have to do is just cut it off on top. Make it smooth out, the shumbinis of Marasayin. But you don't have to be Chotar Achrov to get the Shroshim out, because it's not also Midiyaraisa. It's only the fat on top, it's also not the chut and not the strings that go inside it. Alright, we'll stop here.